Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Corinne Fosno, and she is a children's book author and illustrator. Good morning to you, Corinne.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're excited to visit with you. And then we are really looking forward to your visit to Atlantic coming up on February 17th. So, and we have a busy schedule for you, Corinne.
You do, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes.
So thank you for setting that up.
And we'll mention some of those places here a little bit later. But let's let people know, I always like to start out with, you know, when did you get started in all this? Did you love to draw when you were 2 and 3, or where did all of this interest in illustrating and storytelling start?
Well, you're absolutely right. I have always loved, like, painting, especially with watercolors, since I was a child. I also was writing poetry since I was a child, so it's something that I've done throughout my life. So the tricky part is it took me 39 years to figure out to put them together, but I may be slow, but at least I'm getting there. So anyhow, I finally had the idea to combine them into a children's book form. I've tried other things, and, you know, I'm always trying to look for creative things to do, but this is finally, I think, the winner. So,
Maybe your family had something to do with finding the right spot. You have a couple children in your family.
That's correct. So I did write my first book when my first daughter, Amelia, was born. So she's going to be 7 next month already. So she was just a little baby. And that's when I wrote my first book, Dog and Cat, and that is that. And then I wanted to look into getting it published, but it was very tricky. It was like you couldn't get an author, an agent unless you were published, but you couldn't get published unless you had an agent. And I was like, yeah, I have a little baby. I don't really have time to mess around with you people. So I just kind of just left it alone. And then when Amelia was a kindergartner last year, they have a thing where you can be a surprise reader and come in. And I was thinking, like, gosh, I want to do this. And I thought, what book should I read? And then I thought, well, for heaven's sake, they should read the book that I wrote. So I quickly started getting ready and doing the illustrations because I had never done that part. And I had found also that there's a lot of self-publishing sites, and that had changed so much from in that 6-year, 5-year time frame. So I got busy, and I had a friend that is awesome with computers that helped me get it uploaded and the margins all right, because I am not good at that sort of thing. So she helped me, and then I was able to self-publish and get a real book and then go in and read to the kids, and it was really, really fun.
Yeah, so what were some of the reactions of the kids? Because that title, and that is that, that's a real clue to this book. But how did the kids react?
Well, I kind of showed them some pictures about how I made the book, using photographs and also, like, some of the paintings before they were completed, and then I have them practice with me and say, and that is that, because every 8th line that's repeated, and then they get really excited and they join in. So I say, I need your help reading it, and then they say it too, and we just have such a fun time, and they say, and that is that. They get really into it.
So. I haven't read to kids for a long time, but I still remember reading to my little sister, who's 15 years younger than I am, and how she loved those repetitive words. And as adults, you go, oh, no, not again. But the kids love it.
They do.
Yes. So the title of the first book is?
Dog and Cat, and That is That.
And now you've stretched out. You have a second book.
Correct. So I really prefer doing landscapes, and so I decided I need to get Dog and Cat out of the house, because the first book is about their kind of a day in the life of. So in this one, I thought they should start adventuring and going to see places. So it so happened that we had gone to South Dakota when Amelia was a baby also, and I had photographs from that and experiences. And then we went back this last summer for a family reunion. So I already had the idea of the book in mind, and I had started writing it. But then when we went back this last summer, I was able to add to those experiences, take photographs with the book in mind. So this one's called Dog and Cat Go to South Dakota, and That is That. So it's fun. They go to the Badlands. Of course, they see Mount Rushmore, and they go to some, like, other places like a fish hatchery and see some animals, some wild animals. So it's exciting. It's a little more adventurous, and I had fun with the landscape painting.
So then I understand that's maybe the beginning of a series, and you might even do one on Iowa?
That's right.
I mean, so I haven't mentioned, Corrine, that you are from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So you're an Iowa native, but there's still a lot to learn about Iowa.
That's true. So, well, actually, I live here now. I was actually born in California, and I've lived in Montana, too. And then I went to high school in Knoxville, Iowa, and then I went to Lake Forest College north of Chicago. And then I moved back after we had our first daughter because we wanted to have another daughter, and my mom and dad lived here in Cedar Rapids, and we wanted to be closer to them. So, so I'm here now, but I'm still learning more about Iowa, and there's just places I know and love already and places I have yet to discover. So,
would you like input from people?
I would, yes. I'm actually hoping that when I can come to Atlantic that I'm not as familiar with that side of the state. So I'm looking for people to tell me about places or events that they really enjoy so that I can include those potentially in my book about Iowa when Dog and Cat do some adventuring in Iowa. So I would love if when they see me in person, if they could, I'm going to have a place for them to write their suggestions down. And then also they can also email me if we can't meet up. So
you want to give your email address at this point?
Sure. We're doing it's books. Plural at Dog and Cat Author. So that's the email I'd love to have them send it to.
And
so.
.com? Or .net or .org?
I think that's .com. Sorry.
Okay, that's the usual one. So I want to mention, since you said you would like to visit with people and get ideas, I want to mention where you are going to be in Atlantic on the 17th. You told me you wanted to be really busy, so we have you pretty well scheduled. You're going to start out and you'll be reading the book, and then you'll be having a book signing, but you're going to start out at the Ann Wickman Child Development Center at 9:30 in the morning, and then we're going to head out to Head Start, and then we're going to Little Lambs. But then, now here's the real opportunity for everybody who won't be at those other places. 1:30, Sweet Joy Shop, book signing and discussion. So you can come and have your coffee and visit with Corrine, meet her, and give her the ideas that you think should be included in her Iowa book. And then another opportunity at 4 o'clock, she'll be doing a program at the Atlantic Public Library for kindergartners through first graders, and you're all welcome to come then, too. So either 1:30 at Sweet Joy or 4 o'clock at the Atlantic Library. You can come and meet Corrine and give her your ideas. We want to be represented in your book, Corrine.
That's right. I know. I want to represent you, so please help me out.
and it'll be great fun. I know kids are going to really enjoy hearing you read the book and, as you said, do a little explanation with them. So yeah. What do you have? Now, I'm not sure you have an amount of time to do other things, but you have your two girls and, of course, your family. And so do you have any other interests besides writing and painting?
We went into real estate a little bit. We've got a couple of rental properties, and then we just bought our third one, and it's a 100-year-old house, and we're renovating it. So it's our biggest job we've ever taken on as far as that goes. So I've just been tiling the backsplash and putting tile floor in the bathrooms, and so it's a big undertaking, and I'm excited to get it finished up. We're hoping to be done right around March 1st, so that is exciting. We've been putting in long hours, so I'm ready for a break from the hard work of that. So
it's good you can get away for a couple of days to do some other things, and especially to come to Atlantic. But is this building and this tiling and all those things you're doing, is that something that's kind of new to you? I mean, have you been having to learn as you go, or is this something that you kind of grew up in your family with?
Right. No, it's something I've kind of just learned more recently. We bought our first rental properties in 2014, and we kind of just started learning how to fix some things up. We lived in one of our units and then kind of fixed that up while we were living there, which is not always the most fun, but
but if something goes wrong, you're there to see it. So maybe it's the learning by experience kind of thing.
That's right.
Yeah. So We want to remind people on Friday, the 17th, this coming Friday, they can come and meet you, especially at 1:30 at Sweet Joy Shop and at the public library at 4 o'clock to hear you read your book, do the book signing, and give ideas about Iowa. So we will appreciate that, Corrine, and looking forward to your visit.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it, LaVon. Thanks again for everything.
You bet. And here's a thought from John Wooden. Don't mistake activity with achievement.